Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, this is Ben Brown, Executive Director of the Clark Historical Museum. We have new exhibits, which makes it a perfect time for a visit. The main hall exhibit is titled From Boom to Bust and Back, Early Industries in Humboldt County, 1850 to 1915. Humboldt County's origins are closely tied to the same factors that created the state of California in the middle of the 19th century, gold. Pair the fervor for Western settlement fueled by U.S. homesteading policies like the Homestead and Timber and Stone Act, and individuals who were looking to make a lot of money in a short amount of time, and you can get a good understanding of the motivations behind the people who settled Humboldt Bay in 1850. It was seen as a land of plenty, with so much of a bounty that it could never be exhausted, and to leave the resources in their place would be considered a waste. Rapid, wanton resource extraction left its mark on the landscape in diminished fish numbers and habitat, logged over forests, and abandoned mines. Gold mining was marketed as the go-to, get-rich-quick method. When gold was discovered in the Trinity Mountains, advertisements in San Francisco implored down-on-their-luck miners to head north and try their hands at panning the Trinity River. Migration increased and established towns like Trinidad as boom towns due to their proximity to trails leading to the Trinity Mines. Eureka and Union also served as supply points for mining operations happening in the mountains. Miners came from across the country and around the world, and many of these miners, including the likes of William Carson, ended up staying to establish many of the other early industries in the area. Gold mining busted relatively quickly in Humboldt County as redwood started becoming a dominant part of the economy in the mid-1850s. Oil and Petrolia, originally known as New Jerusalem, was found as early as 1857, but was overshadowed by the rush to the gold mines. It wasn't until the 1860s that oil was becoming nationally valuable, warranting the drilling for oil in the area. However, the industry hit many roadblocks along the way. Oil drilling requires a large investment to purchase supplies and construct the infrastructure needed to drill, and Humboldt County may have been rich in resources, but not money or wealthy investors. Additionally, access to coastal southern Humboldt County was difficult at best and impossible at worst, making it very difficult for industrial supplies needed to construct and maintain the oil drills to get to Humboldt County and for the small amounts of oil drilled to get to market, especially once steamer ships started refusing to ship oil due to its flammability. Drilling season was also limited as well due to rainfall flooding the oil wells. Other regions that drilled for oil were able to outcompete Humboldt County oil, bringing the short-lived oil industry in Humboldt County to an end in 1866. Later attempts were made to revive the industry, but none succeeded due to similar issues, especially cost and transportation. Come back to the Clark and help keep history alive. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.